Hello and welcome again to another Sharkbait's Chum Line. This is Sharkbait here. It is now Monday, January 21st, 2013, and we'll be looking at some shark attack news today, actually. First of all, I'll go over some things on how to get in touch with us. Hopefully you can find us on iTunes. If you do a search for Sharkbait's Chum Line, it should come up. If not, if you do a quick look under Shark Attacks and podcasts, we should be listed under there. You can check over at our blog. Our blog is sharkbaitschumline.blogspot.com. It's actually sharkb8chumline.blogspot.com. And over there you'll find all the links to the stories that we're giving you today. And also, we can find us on Facebook. Just do a search for Sharkbait's Chumline. Like us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter, sharkb8chum. And you can always email us the old way, and that's at sharkb8chum@gmail.com. Alright, so we actually had a shark attack last week, actually over in Hawaii. It was last Wednesday on January 16th, and this is a story that appeared on the 17th from the Hawaii Tribune Herald. I guess originally they had closed the beaches after it happened, after a 43-year-old man got attacked by a tiger shark. His right forearm was bitten at 5:10 p.m. approximately, and he was rushed to North Hawaii Community Hospital. He was in stable condition. They figured it was probably about a 15-foot tiger shark. And then there's also, I'll link this up, there was a KITV.com, I guess it's the local ABC affiliate over in Hawaii, an interview with the victim's friends. The victim is, again, a 43-year-old man named Paul Santos. And they have an interview with his buddy, Steve Macres, M-A-C-R-E-S, who have been, they've been surfing together for a while. I guess it's notable here is, I guess at the end, they say that they had spoken and that, I guess, Mr. Santos actually had to have his hand reattached. But I guess it went well, and he can already move his pinky finger. So that was just a quick rundown of some shark attack news that actually just recently happened last week. I want you to stay tuned in the coming days. We have an interview, actually, with some shark conservation people, and it should be a really interesting and informative interview. So I urge you to pay attention, subscribe to the podcast. That way, when the interview does come, you'll be all set and it'll be downloaded. So our first podcast of the year was a bit long, it's about 13 minutes, so we may try something different here. We may try to do a few podcasts a week, kind of keeping with that same format of having shark attacks, anything that then happens, shark news, shark education that comes through, and kind of highlighting a shark conservation person or organization. So that may be the way we do it, just to keep these short and sweet so I don't take up too much of your time. Alright, so that's about it for today, Monday, the 21st of January. Again, if you want to reach me, you have all the information at the beginning of the podcast, but if not, probably email is probably the best way, sharkb8chum@gmail.com, or you can find us on all those little social media things. We are on Facebook, we are on Twitter, and we have our own blog. So until next time, save those little sharkies.